We're doing the Shulchan Aruch. We're up to what they call the 11th chapter, page Taf Yud Tet. Ve'efshar od lomar. We can also say that the Ran had brought up the question which you all were asking, that the Gemara tells us that the courts also have the capacity to deal with the needs of the time. The Ran had said we approach it as the courts represent the Torah in a spiritual sense, and the king deals with the practical problems. The courts can't close off every fence in the sense that people can get away with murder, literally, if we work by the system of the courts. There must be a king in order to ensure things flow correctly, because a guy can murder quietly and there'll be no witnesses. A guy can really get away with murder, according to the court system. So the Ran had said that's why you need a king. And then the Ran said, but wait, how come the courts, we do find that they have the power to impose law and order when necessary, even though the Torah doesn't describe that scenario specifically. So he said, yeah, sometimes the judge takes the role of the king, but then he's not playing the role of the judge. There is a scenario where the Jewish people have no king, and under those circumstances, the court represents the throne, the non-existent throne. But that's not the ideal task of a court. That was the Ran's first answer. Ve'efshar od lomar, second answer, says the Ran, you could also say, shekol ma shenimshach le'mitzvot ha-Torah, whatever connects to the mitzvahs of the Torah between man and his creator, the laws of Shabbos, the laws of Kashrut, ben shuk efei ha-mishpat ha-tzodek, ben shuk fitzor ha-shan nimsal ha-betim. So that is the court's responsibilities, and they also have to gauge whether it's necessary based on the timing. For example, the man is intimate with a girl under a tree in the public gardens, so the courts can kill him for it. You don't get the death penalty for being immodest. No. Right, but the guy was doing something. He was trying to break a social structure. He was trying to break the social order. He was trying to say, anything goes and no one's going to stop me. And he was trying to change something in society. The courts had to react harshly. So then they're reacting harshly to maintain the law and order of the Torah, ben adam lamakom, the way man is supposed to behave in his responsibility to his creator. He wasn't technically harming his neighbor. He wasn't stealing. He was doing something that would break the law and order, ben adam lamakom. Aval ma she ben adam lachavero, so when it comes to mitzvot, my responsibility to God, that's when the courts can sometimes play the role of king, in the sense that they can give a ruling, even though the Torah doesn't give that ruling, because they see the need to close a fence. There's something going on here that they have to react harshly. But what's relevant to between man and his neighbor, hatzodek bilvad nimsal lebetin. So there the courts have to work with the system. They can't say, gee, I don't think we should let this guy get away with this. You're not allowed to do that. Kamov shaftut ha-mishpat tzedek. The Torah says, this is your system, this is just, deal that way. And the example they always told me when I was in elementary school was, a man comes to court and he sues his neighbor. And he says, my neighbor, his ox damaged my yard. The neighbor walks in and you see him in tatters. The guy is the poorest guy in town. And he's standing there, and the one who sues him, as he's talking, he pulls out a cigarette, puts it in his mouth. He's suing him for $10. And he lights his match, and it doesn't catch on his cigar, so he pulls a $100 bill from his pocket, lights the $100 bill to light his cigar. So he's standing there puffing on his cigar, burning away $100, and saying, he owes me those $10. So you'd be tempted as a court to say, buddy, you just burned $100. Why am I going to make him pay the $10? The Torah says you're not allowed to do that. There's a justice system, and you have to maintain the justice system. You can't say he throws out $100 just to make a cigarette go. You can collect... You can collect charity. You can help him in different ways. But the justice must be just.
Don't show favor to the...
Yeah. So there, says the Ran, that's a separate distinction. in the areas between man and his fellow man, that's where the Torah says you can't apply what you think society needs to the laws of the Torah. The Torah is giving you the system. If you have a scenario where someone's taking advantage of the system, there a king has to get involved. Like we know, there are many stories that the kings got involved, where there were stories of inheritance. There were stories where people were being dishonest, but the courts couldn't prove it. That's where the king has to get involved in. And so Hashem says, you the judges, you have to put on blinders. When it comes to the laws of the Torah between man and his neighbor, deal according to the system. There are things that are out of the system, that's the king's job to deal with. And what comes out of that is really two benefits. The first point is, Hashem says, I want you to deal this way. This is the way a holy people lead their life. And when you lead your life this way, I connect to you. So we connect to Hashem, because we're working with the system He gave us. And the second point is that the system actually is supposed to work. The system of the Torah is given to people who are supposed to live on a certain moral level. And I'll tell you something, we're not far from it today. We're frustrated by what the media keeps telling us. But there's a phenomenal thing that I don't think you'd see in many places in the world. Every morning, in front of the stores, they leave crates of milk products and bread, and no one steals.
Oh, yeah.
How come?
You know, I was reading a statistic that per capita, there's less murder in Jerusalem, which we hear a lot, than they gave a city, I think it was Seattle, it was known as like a very safe city in America. And essentially, the only murder that goes on here is the terrorist attacks. So, essentially, nobody... Even though Jerusalem is in the news every day, statistically it has like one of the lowest murder per capita in the world.
They're amazing things. One of the reasons they have annoyances where people have, you know, scream and drive and honk like lunatics is because they know they won't get shot. They try that in Tennessee or something.
But again, our basic approach to the Torah system is the Torah expected people to live on a very high level. On that level, the Torah says you need two witnesses, you need a warning. The expectation is that murder is a rarity, that the masses won't need it. I met a student of mine at a wedding last week. I asked him, what are you up to? So he says, I'm in the police force. So I wasn't so happy because we don't have such great experience with the police force. And he says to me, you won't believe what's going on. I said, what's going on? He says, more and more of us guys who learned in yeshiva, who wear yarmulkes, who really believe in what's going on, are getting into the police force and moving up the ranks. And you're going to see the police force is going to be a better place. We're on our way up. Right. I said to him, and how do you see things today? So he says to me, there almost isn't a place in the world that has such a small police force per capita. That we have such a tiny police force for such a big country. He told me, I think that the total police force is 10,000 people. The total police force for the whole country. He said a number somewhere in that range, 10,000 people. So again, we're not far from it. Meaning we're very frustrated by things that are not the way we'd like. Yeah. But today that we have a Jewish society relatively in Israel, we're still living on a very high level morally. So the system of the Torah was meant for people who would live on a slightly higher level. We're not yet completely there, but we're close. We're not far from it. And the Ran says, that's why when you look at it and you say, does the Torah system work for our society? The answer is yes. Are there gaps? Yes, that's where you need a king. You need a king to fill those gaps because they're always going to be the exception who wants to take advantage of the law and you need to be able to catch him. And you won't be able to always have two witnesses who stand there and warn him just when he's doing the crime, etc. But letaken siduham, the Torah does give you that benefit that it gave you, a social system that works. Where something might be lacking, that's where the king comes in. So our perspective is that most of the justice is in the hands of the court. The exception is where the king has to enter the picture. But the system of the Torah is the system of life we're supposed to have here. And it's a system, the Ran says. It's not only a spiritual holy thing. It's also a spiritual holy thing.
Has